Life isn't about avoiding the bruises. It's about collecting the scars to prove that we showed up for it. Join Nikki Seberini for the next hour as she explores heroism through illness. There is a warrior inside each of us. This is LifeLinks with the DL Link. LifeLinks is a funding initiative of the DL Link.
Welcome, welcome to the show, the DL Link show on 101.9 Chai FM, where we connect you through insights, information, and illumination. And it is fabulous to be back, and I'd like to wish you a very, very happy new year. So 2025 has a good ring to it. I don't know about you, but it just feels good. And maybe that's what we say at the beginning of every year. We get through the year. By the time we hit December, we're pretty exhausted. And amazingly, the 31st of December, just the clock ticks. Next second, it's the 1st of January, and we have renewed hope. And isn't that interesting how many of us, not all of us, many of us are able to feel like, right, clean slate, new things, there's some motivation, there's some excitement. And it has so much to do with how we see the world, the thoughts that we have on our mindset. And, you know, that's what we try to do here on the DL Link show. We bring doctors on the show. We bring alternate therapies, new treatments, and very importantly, people's stories. And so often I know that you, because we receive your feedback, are so overwhelmed by the stories that we share and that we are heard, that we hear here on the DL Link show. And yeah, just enormous inspiration. And we get into people's stories and how they're able to really master a mindset and change and shift the way they see the world. And, you know, our first guest, I think, really kind of personifies that, because Ronelle Foster, who we'll be chatting to in just a moment, has written a book, Cancer Saved My Life. And these are the kind of stories we hear. You know, you're faced with so much adversity, so many challenges, and yet you come out of it and you're contributing, you're learning lessons. And that's what I love, and that's what I find so inspiring. So I kind of think it's the energy of that and that mentality that gets us excited about a new year. It doesn't matter what the challenges were. Well, certainly the challenges do matter. What matters is, have we learned? Have we grown? And that's what we learn here on the show, how many people learn from the adversity and the challenges in life. Before I introduce Ronelle and before we start talking about the book, I want to get in early with an incredible event, which we know the DL Link really puts their heart and soul into, and people go on to this extraordinary, take part in this extraordinary race, and they come back changed. They are changed. And it has to do with the Jerusalem Marathon, which is taking place on the 4th of April. So it is around the corner. And if it's something that you want to do, you really, really do have to start registering. It's about going over to Jerusalem. It's about being part of something incredible. It's about connecting with those people who are going through challenges and really elevating yourself in the process, and raising very important funds for the DL Link, because without those funds, they cannot do what they do. And that is make an incredible impact in our community and beyond. So if you want to make a difference, the Jerusalem Marathon is calling. So you can run through the beautiful, magnificent, stunning streets of Jerusalem, and you can honor a warrior with every step that you take. So it isn't just a race. It's a chance to uplift lives, to bring hope to those who need it most. Flights are extremely limited, so you really have to hurry. The spots are filling up. You know, the Jerusalem Marathon fills very, very quickly. So if you are interested, go to the website, the DL Link website, www.dllink.co.za, and be a part of something truly life-changing. So you get to run with purpose, you get to change lives, but please do contact them, get on, look for the Jerusalem Marathon, make contact, you want to register ASAP. Right, so we were talking about phenomenal people who do phenomenal things, and that's our first guest, Ronelle Foster, who was diagnosed in 2020, right at the beginning, in that awful time of COVID when we went into isolation, when there was panic, when we were losing loved ones, where the world was literally turned upside down. And not only was Ronelle experiencing that, but her life on a personal level was turned upside down when she was diagnosed with AML leukemia. The acute myeloid leukemia. And she's written a book called Cancer Saved My Life. So we're so delighted to have Ronelle on the show. Ronelle, welcome, 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 and welcome.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
You know, I so enjoyed your book, Cancer Saved My Life, because it is such an interesting book with the beautiful imagery from a spiritual point of view input, then from your doctor's input, then your story. And so, as I said, and really it's beautiful and it's colorful and the illustrations, and it's, you can just zip in and zip out while reading your story and being inspired. So I have to ask a question. I'm sure this is a question many people ask. Why did you write the book?
Oh, well, yeah, it's very colorful. And we decided specifically to make it like that because I always say, after you've been through something like that, you don't see life in black and white anymore. Everything is colorful after that. You start living life literally in multicolor. So that's why we made it like that. And yeah, my younger son's got hectic ADHD. So I tried to actually write it, not just the story from beginning to end, but like you said, there's lots of things happening. It's very interactive. And it started out just with my story. My husband actually said, we now 4 years down the line, and he actually said, you know, we're now starting to forget what we've been through. Maybe we must just put something in writing so that one day when we look back, you can actually see what we've gone through and what we've survived, and you just appreciate life even more. But then my doctors got on board because there was actually a lot of questions. Harry Ben, who did this with me, this whole project, he was asking questions about what is cancer, how do you get cancer, how do you not get cancer. So I actually, we brought my hematologist on board, and he answered like 26 just basic questions, not specifically on AML, but on cancer in general. And then, my psychologist, she got on board. And so the book, it just turned out awesome, I think.
it's
I'm very proud of that.
It has got it all. And the illustrations are just so interesting and amazing. And at times it feels like I'm almost reading a comic book, although it's not. It's nothing like a comic book. But you know, I love that you said your son with ADHD, because it is. It's all happening. And you can just pick it up at any time and just read something.
Yes.
And what takes you through the whole book is, of course, your story. And I just want to read, though, because I appreciate actually having your Dr. Hannes Kuhnhof. I appreciated having the doctor's word. So you had the spiritual side, as you said, and the psychologist, and then the doctors. And I just want to give the audience a sense of that. So on one of the pages, Dr. Hannes says, so what is cancer? And, you know, we talk about cancer all the time, and I always have doctors giving explanations, but I love his explanation on all of them. What is chemotherapy? What is cancer? What is this? And it's just there. It's from the doctor. It's not from Google.
Yeah,
it's from the doctor,
basic.
From his experience. It's basic. So I'll give you an example. What is cancer? And he says, well, the body consists of millions of cells that work together, each with a specific role in maintaining overall function. They're blood cells, brain cells, lung cells, muscle cells, and many more. And within each cell, there's something we call DNA. It's the brain of the cell that controls all processes. Sometimes programming errors arise in the DNA of a cell, which can cause serious problems. And then he goes on to explain it. And so these are like every few pages. So it's a bit of your story, then it's him, then it's, you know, the insight. So it's really a wonderful, wonderful book. You must have had a lot of fun putting it all together, because then at the end, you've got your husband's perspective as well.
Yes, we did that specifically because, I really think that the support system needs a support system because most of the time it's even more difficult for your family members. The patient, everyone's faffing around the patient and always sending messages, and are you okay, and checking in. But the people around you, it's very, I think it's very, very difficult for them because where do they go? They have to be your support, they have to be your nurse, they have to be your emotional and physical support system. So yeah, I love that chapter that Alex did because that helps a lot of people. And I also think the book is not necessarily just for cancer people that's going through cancer. I think it's any traumatic situation because my cancer is someone else's losing a family member or going through a difficult time. So yeah, we really try to make the book more like a self-help book, and even all the little motivational quotes all over. I just love that. Yeah, my book is full of color. I underline them, and I just in the morning when I wake up and I open it and you read something and you think, okay, that's going to help me get through the day again. So yeah, I really think it's a book that can help anyone that's going through a difficult time.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to give away too much, but I certainly want to just cover your story a little bit, Ranelle, because you have been leukemia-free since the 12th of December, 2023. You have been the recipient of a bone marrow donor. You've gone through the transplant. It was your sister who was 100% match. We very often on this show talk about it. I very often promote becoming a bone marrow donor.
Oh,
And I
awesome.
love to hear stories when people come on and they've written books and they're so vital and so amazing, and they're able to be here, even though they were given a 6% chance of surviving, after you were diagnosed. The next 48 hours after diagnosis, you were given a 6% chance of surviving, and here you are, and I can see you with this magnificent smile on your face, full of energy, full of vitality, and your sister, who was 100% donor, is the reason why you're sitting here. And I really want to stress that again and again and again, and how important that is. So you always had issues around blood. You had low blood pressure your whole life. You were low in iron. You used to have regular naps with the family, but this was a familial thing. Am I correct? Your whole family had these kind of blood issues.
Yeah, but you never really think it's an issue because, oh, you've got low blood pressure. Lots of people's got that. And then at the beginning of COVID, everyone was stressing about everything. But then I was menstruating for a very, very long time. But I just thought it's menopause. I was 46 at the time. And I thought, okay, so this is now probably what this is all about. And then I actually started becoming, yeah, a little bit depressed, I would say. And I'm not like that at all. I'm actually a very positive person. And then a friend said, no, there's something else going on here. And then I went to the doctor and I had a pap smear and everything was fine. There was no problem. But as I walked out of the doctor's office, I actually said to her, I've been noticing that my gums has been receding. And she said, oh no, then there must be something else going on. Let me just send you for a full blood count. And I thought, yeah, okay, whatever, just do whatever you have to do. So I went for that. And yeah, and it was literally like a couple of hours afterwards. So they actually phoned the doctor, the lab phoned the doctor and said, is this one of your oncology patients? And then she actually thought, okay, so something's definitely up. And she phoned me and she just said that I must go to
Hi, Ranelle. I think
issues.
you've there. Sorry, you froze for a second. Are you with
Oh,
us?
yes. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes, carry on. This was your doctor once they had phoned and said, when she had thought, oh, something's up.
Yes, and then they said I must go to the hospital urgently for a blood transfusion. And yeah, when I got there, obviously it was now COVID and I had to go on my own. My husband couldn't go with me. And the doctor just came to me and said to me, okay, they've been looking at my test results and they can tell me 99.9% that I've got AML leukemia. I didn't even know what that was. I just thought, okay, leukemia, that sounds like some other cancer, but I didn't know anything about it. And I was just like, okay, what's going on? And then he started explaining everything and about bone marrow, and I thought it's going to be a back operation. It sounded like it's must go in for some other surgery. So I was not informed about any of this. And obviously the first thing you do is you open Google and you look, okay,
Yes.
what is this all about? And Google said 3 months survival rate. And I just closed my phone and I've never went back to Dr. Google, not once in this 4 years, never again. I just thought, no, I'm gonna write my own story and just take it one day at a time, 24 hours at a time, and whatever they tell me, whatever happens, it's because this journey is really like a lucky packet. You can't say or read about someone else's journey and then you think, okay, so now the same's going to happen to you. It's not like that. I found that every day is something new, but I had brilliant doctors. And then that first night in the hospital, what happened was I was actually lying in my bed and I really had this vision against the wall saying that my sister is my 100% match, bone marrow match. And I just believed that from day one. So when the doctors told me that they must now test everyone, my kids and my husband, everyone must now get tested, I just kept saying, listen, we don't need any tests. My sister is my 100% match. I think the doctor thought I'm crazy. Because they go on facts, not on visions that you have. But yeah, then it turned out to be like that. I've only got one sibling. And so the chances of her actually being my 100% match is like one in 100,000. But there the miracle started. And it just never stopped. Until now, the miracles just never stopped.
Oh, that's just wonderful to hear, Renal. I mean, I want to just go back a vision. You're in hospital, you're on your own. You can't be with your family, COVID, fear of COVID, all of these things going through your mind, and you have a vision. Just tell us more about this vision.
Yeah, it's difficult to explain. I always say, sometimes when these airplanes go and they've got this banner thing advertising something, it was really
Yes.
like that. It was as if it was like written on the wall that my sister is my 100% match. I mustn't worry. I must just carry on. My sister is my match. So the next day, obviously, with a time difference, I sent her a message and I said to her, she mustn't worry. I'm in hospital because she knew that I was tired and I was stressed out and she was also worried about me. And I just said to her, they say it's leukemia. I don't know anything, but the only thing I know is we're going to do this by hook or by crook. We're going to get through this and she's going to be my match. And she just said, whatever, I must just say where she must go, what she must do. And yeah, the doctors, they were just absolutely awesome. They just arranged for everything because as you can imagine, getting that parcel here in South Africa was, yeah, quite the challenge. And she
During
couldn't come because
COVID.
of COVID.
Yeah, I mean, it really is that when you talk about miracles, that is miraculous. First of all, that she was
Yes.
a match, one out of 100,000, that she was in Australia. It was during COVID. It was such a restricting, lonely, isolated time. And this is when your journey began. And they could send the bone marrow over and do the transplant. It's incredible. What a story, Renelle. What a story.
And there, if you're reading the book, Dr. Hannes actually explains what a 100% match means. And if you read that, I actually afterwards, I still do that sometimes. I go and I read it, and once it actually you click what a 100% match actually means, it's like a carbon copy of a DNA. So the chances of that actually happening is very, very, very slim. It's just amazing to me. It's mind-boggling, actually.
Yeah, it is. And I don't want to give away anything because I really want people to have a look at this book of yours. We've got a minute, but very quickly before we do say goodbye, I want to know very quickly though, why cancer saved your life.
As it says in the subtitle, it actually made me braver, stronger, bolder. And I've now got my sister's blood type. I always used to be A positive. Her blood type is B positive. Now I'm also B positive. So being
Being
positive is actually part of my
positive.
DNA. Yes, it's now in my, it's really part of me. So yeah, it's really saved my life. Living in multicolor and really just being grateful for the small things in life. So that's why it saved my life. I'm not part of the rat race anymore. I take it 24 hours at a time. And I, every morning when I open my eyes, I'm just grateful from this morning till tonight when I go to bed. Grateful for everything.
So just very quickly, you're grateful, and we hear about people being grateful, but life happens, Ranelle. Life happens, you know. How do you maintain that gratitude throughout the day?
It's really just doing life 24 hours at a time. Sometimes we're so in our head and we're already worried about, oh, end of the month and what's going to happen, end of the year and everything we read in the newspapers and everything. I don't do that. I live life. It's a big frustration for my family because my husband says you can't live like that. But really, I do it one day at a time because tomorrow is not guaranteed. You must just live as much as you can because you've just got today. That's all that you've got. You've just got today.
Yeah, just deal with this. And then it just changes everything. Oh, Ranelle, that's just so wonderful. And it's just been so fantastic because reading the book and I felt this energy. And now, you know, having you on the show, that is the energy. There you are. And it's
Thank you.
That you are be positive now because that's now your motto, be positive. Ranelle, very quickly, where can people get the book?
Well, they can get it in Kum Books. It's in Bargain Books. And some of the P&A stores have got it. Or they can go online. It's ranellefoster.com. And then they can just order it there. And it's in Afrikaans and in English.
Oh, Ranelle, thank you so much. So lovely to have you on the show. All the best. And yeah, thanks for taking time to inspire. We love it.
Thank you. Thank you very, very
thank
much.
You.
It was awesome.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Ranelle Foster and Gerju Ben van der Merwe, who wrote Cancer Saved My Life. Really, just fantastic. And you can go to Ranelle Foster's website if you want to get the book or some P&A stores, as you've heard.